good to be here. My name is Jay Draper. I'm the Associate Vice President for Avenue 5. I'm located in Nashville, Tennessee, and I support properties here in Nashville, also Charleston, South Carolina, and Savannah, Georgia.
Thanks for joining us, Jay. And for those that are not familiar with Avenue 5, which I can't imagine people are not, but you guys are a top 50 management company. I think you manage close to 90,000 units across the country.
That's right, and growing every day, Mosh.
And so I believe you recently joined the team there, and part of it is to grow your presence in Tennessee and other nearby markets.
That's right. So we only have a couple properties right here in Nashville right now. Nashville is a very hot multifamily market. So there's a lot of investors coming to the market. There's a lot of different management companies who are coming here as well. So I'm excited to join the team and potentially help support our assets and the growth of the organization. I've been in the city since 2016, so very excited for what we're going to be able to do here in the future.
Nice. So my experience is I work for an owner-operator. Avenue 5, you're third party. All third party, or do you guys own also?
It's majority third party. There are some joint ventures that Avenue 5 is related to, but the majority, vast majority is going to be the third party properties.
So from my experience, there's a lot of aspects to the business, but if we could break it down into two buckets, there's, you know, operationally, you know, your system, your, how you go about things, and then there's the people. And some are really good at one and not the other, and I think that the best obviously are very good at both. And so as a third party, you know, you're trying to pitch owners that to gain business, you know, that you're going to manage the the portfolio, the asset, to the best of your ability, and to give them a better return on that. And that's one part. And then the other part is actually having the people and the culture to execute on that. So I don't know, bring us into a pitch where you're talking to, not pitching your company, but what is it that makes up those two parts, and how do you execute on that, and how do you convey that to your clients and potential clients?
Yeah, great question. So one thing that I've noticed in this industry, so when you talk about the owner operated, generally those are going to be your companies that are going to be incredibly focused on the operations and improving the operations for their company. I'm actually a guy from Lexington, Kentucky. I went to the University of Kentucky. And so I used to go to the horse track quite a bit. So when you're reading the horse track book, one of the things that I always circle when there's a race and there's 10 horses, and if I look at the horse that has an owner who is also the trainer, that's something that I circle right away, because I know that that owner is going to be the most invested in training that horse to be the best that they can possibly be. A lot of times, though, in horse racing, that owner is actually going to hire somebody else to train. So I think there's a very similar analogy there in multifamily. Is if there is, in the third party side, you're always going to be that owner that is going to be paying somebody to be the trainer for your horse. So really, a lot of third party companies that I've kind of witnessed and I've seen, they're not as invested into the operations. It is very focused on the growth of an organization, adding properties, and I hate to say it, in some way, just kicking the can down the road and just make sure that they can retain business as quick, as well as possible, and grow that business as well as possible. So for a third party is, if you're coming in and if you're portraying to your owners that, hey, we are just as invested in this property as you, that actually makes you very unique compared to a lot of the other third party managers out there. So making sure that we do have our thumb on the pulse, so that we know exactly what's going on with the property, and we're not just okay with what's been happening, but we are making those steps forward and we are making those recommendations to completely improve the property, the operations. So it's definitely a fine line. With that. Now, you mentioned the culture aspect of it. That's something near and dear to me. I've always been a people person. I love interacting with my teams. I love supporting my teams. I love being on site. I love working hand in hand with our associates and making sure that they've got the best experience that they can have. And then I'm also working with my managers, my regional managers, to make sure that they're giving that great experience to their associates as well. Because as you know, we are in a very difficult labor market right now. And with this labor market, it's really, we fall back on recruiting a lot to make sure that we find the correct associates. But really, retaining good associates is the best thing that we can do to make sure that we have the most successful operations.
And so what kind of efforts or what are you focusing on in order to enhance your retention?
Yeah, so with retention, and you know, this really kind of looks back, takes a step back, and it's, this is not just going to be our industry, but just human beings in general. And what we really want to do is, ideally, we want to be part of something that's bigger than just ourselves. This can be something that is cheering for your favorite sports team. This could be something that's religion. This can be politics. We all like to be part of a bigger group that's moving forward in the same direction. And when you're in multifamily, and you know, you and I have spent a lot of time on site working with our teams hand in hand and being on site. I was a leasing consultant, assistant manager, community manager. And one of the worst feelings that you can have when you're working on site is putting in the immense effort, dealing with difficult resident situations, and not feel like it's going to a bigger cause. So for me, really, to make sure that our teams feel like, hey, this isn't just you versus you and you versus the resident and you getting that one lease. This is really, this lease has a major impact on what's going to happen at our organization as a whole. So making sure that everybody, there's multiple ways that we can do this, but making sure that everybody on site knows that, hey, this is a bigger picture than just you and you are part of something much bigger.
I agree with that a lot. And everybody has to kind of stay in their lane and they can only control what they can control. And so as a director of leasing and marketing, leasing is my lane, and as much as I try to help or want the whole company to have this feeling of that we're all part of something bigger and we're part of this team, the place that I could have the biggest impact on that is with leasing. And so we started this weekly call. It's a video chat. You know, each site can feel very isolating where, you know, you have your team there and that's it. And then you don't feel part of that bigger thing. So we have a weekly leasing call. Everybody gets on, everybody could see each other. And it took a little while to get everybody engaged, but I took that as a challenge for myself. But now that I get them engaged and everybody has to go around and say something and participate and they enjoy it and they look forward to it, then when we have a huge company event together, they all know each other and they feel part of like the leasing team. The leasing team has an identity. Usually when we have these large company events, it's each property kind of just stays together. But now like the leasing team has become a full team, a department, an entity on its own, and they gravitate to each other, which is fun and good, and trying to figure out how to do that. So I guess you're not trying to do that for 90,000 units, but I imagine in your region that you're trying to do that. So what kind of things are you doing to create that culture and that team within your portfolio?
Yeah, and it starts at the property level. So it's very difficult to change an entire organization's culture. But what you can really do is starting with the community manager. So if we're talking about our leasing team and making sure that they're engaged and they feel a part of something bigger, making sure that, you know, it can be those weekly calls that you're having. And it's also with our managers having similar meetings as well, saying, hey guys, our goal is to get, let's say we want to get from 91 to 94% occupancy. Let's have very clear expectations and goals for how we're going to get there. Does each leasing team member need to get 3 leases over the next 2 weeks? If they do, we need to articulate that and we need to show that. And then we need to track that. And along the way, as we're doing that, celebrate those successes along the way. If one of our leasing team member gets to 3 leases that week and they still have another week to go, we need to be celebrating that milestone that they just had, because those 3 leases put us 3 ahead of where we need to be if they've got 1 week to go to get those leases. The same with another example would be Google reviews. So as we know, many of our residents now and many of our prospects are actually looking at Google and reading our current residents' feedback before they ever make a purchasing decision. I don't go to a restaurant that is less than 4 stars. A lot of our prospects aren't going to look at our community if it's less than 4 stars. So celebrating those goals, if we need to get 15 5-star reviews to get there, let's make sure we're articulating that and we're sharing that along the way.
Yeah, no, that's good. If I could take it a step further, I think, you know, the team analogy, you know, you have a sports team and, you know, there's wins and losses. And so that's a team win, a team loss. Everybody has that record behind them. And so you could have these individual points that you're making a Google review, or I think having, whether it's a monthly or quarterly goal, that's transparent for everybody. Like, what is that occupancy goal? And then you have that meeting with the on-site team and you're tracking that and then celebrating that. So, you know, you're talking about like very small individual wins, but having that tied into a much bigger. So if like your goal becomes to increase the overall Google rating, you're tracking that, and then everybody's part of that, and then you're celebrating that that milestone of hitting that mark.
Absolutely.
And I think it's surprisingly, I think a lot of folks on site have no idea of the a lot of the financial parts, sounds weird, of the business. You know, understanding NOI, understanding revenue, understand, you know, there's a lot of talk about market rent and occupancy. Okay, so people can understand that. But the point of this business is to make money. And so market rent to me is whatever, we don't have to talk about market rent, but revenue is a number that doesn't get talked about enough. And even collections, right? So forget what you're charging and forget what you're asking. What are you collecting? And I think if you could boil it down to one number to primarily focus on, like everything is decided based on how well is this going to improve our collections, and you get everybody to rally around that, and then you celebrate that, and you track that every month. You know, we track it, we look at it, we celebrate it. There's collection goals, and we actually have a title for the best. There's a champion belt. I wonder where that is. But and each year there's a property with a champion belt of the best collections.
Yeah.
So the way we wrap up here is with some curious questions. So we're gonna try and change it up just a bit. What is your favorite sports team?
So like I said, I'm a University of Kentucky graduate, which most people would think that means I lean towards the basketball team. I do love basketball. I support the basketball team. But I'm through and through a football fan. So the University of Kentucky Wildcats football team is my passion. We just beat Florida last week. We were top 10 in the country for the first time since probably 2007. So I am riding high right now.
Okay, enjoy that. What is a big life event that's happened to you in the last year or so?
Yeah, big life event. The biggest life event, if you ask me. I just had my first child 4 months ago. His name is Owen, and he is happy, healthy, and arguably the cutest baby in the entire world.
Congratulations on that. When did you get him on site? Have you brought him on site yet?
He has not made it on site yet.
Okay. You give him a little more time. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. He's already reading all the KPIs. He's reading Yardi and things like that. So he's going to learn quickly.
Excellent. And what is a purchase that you've made in the last year?
A big purchase in the last year is relatively recently. My wife and I purchased a Peloton. So we got on Facebook Marketplace, and the Peloton market has shifted recently. So we got a great deal two nights ago on a Peloton.
Nice. And you have it now? Have you used it yet?
I probably won't be using it as much as my wife is using it, but she has done her first ride.
Awesome. Jay, thanks for joining us. Thanks for sharing your insights, and congratulations.
All right, Moshe. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.